mean, even when I can't really tell you, you know, why he plays this at this point in the music, or, you know, just, it's sort of an automatic.
See the others too, but look, man, we was just getting a little bit into some basketball talk. Y'all know what we're here to do, man. It's part two of our pretty much our NFL offseason preview show. You know, we're going to be attacking the divisions that we did not attack last episode. We got another guest in the building, my guy AJ from the Mid-Carters and Catering. AJ, what's good with you, bro?
What's good, Yurt? What's happening, man? What's going on, fellas?
What it is, my guy?
Yeah, cool.
Now AJ.
Yes, sir.
You helping one of us out this week because he finally don't got to be by himself. AJ, let him know what team you represent.
I represent the Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, my nigga, let's go.
Your 2021 Super Bowl champions.
You feel me? Injury laden last year. Coach didn't know if he wanted to coach, but we back this year. I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to be back.
I
mean, back when we're playing football again, bro. I know what it is.
We playing football. Yes, we're sure. We playing football. That's what we're doing.
Okay, all right.
And listen, we've been through it. If you a real Rams fan, you done been through this shit. You know what I'm saying, nigga? This ain't nothing new. We done been to two Super Bowls in the last what?
Last 10 years, 5-6 years.
Y'all went, 2018
and 2021?
You feel me? So it's like, bro, we've seen the pinnacle. We done brought the ring home. It's all right. You know what I'm saying? Like Leslie said, I mean, at the time it was funny. Fuck them picks. It's not so funny anymore, but.
yeah. Because them picks seem to have not sufficed to much. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Nah, for sure. Let's get it cracking, man. We're going to start with the L.A. Rams. Obviously, we're going to go to the NFC West.
I just saw something about this draft. I think one player was drafted, like, high with one of y'all picks, too. I think it's, like, one of the receivers or some shit.
With the L.A. pick that was traded?
Yeah, with one of the picks that they traded.
Did Jared Goff get traded to Detroit?
Goff was traded there.
Oh, yeah, he was traded for Stafford. Yeah. Did y'all receive any pick compensations for that, or was it kind of a straight-up deal?
No,
we did not get any compensation for that at all. Why the hell would you get
compensation? Detroit got compensation.
Yeah, Detroit got all the compensation for that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the contracts that they had traded, because, you know, Jared Goff had signed for that big money right before then.
I feel you, but why would you get compensation for Jared Goff?
Hey, look, man. Look, Goff is a serviceable quarterback, man. Don't play
quarterback, man.
He's serviceable, man.
But good last year.
He had a decent year last year. I give him that. Yeah, I mean they had definitely caught their stride like after what six, seven games. But they caught on to something like for them to finish 9-7 is nothing short of impressive, though. I was very impressed by that.
Even the year before, how we were saying, like, all the games were, like, one-score games, bro. Like, every game, I mean, they were losing the motherfuckers, but every game was competitive.
So, yeah, they just, the Lions problem, they just, the defense, they was, like, last in defense last year. Yeah. So, like, them boys was, they were just, defensively, they were terrible. I am expecting them to be a little bit better defensively this year.
But they
were just awful on defense last year. And Jeff, but they could score high as hell.
Jeff Okuda turned out to be ass.
Yeah, and I think Okuda's gone now.
Yeah, he's gone now. Yeah. But that was
a word. Wasn't he like a first round pick too?
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a first round pick.
Yeah. Well, shoot, man, let's get to the Rams. Y'all know what it is. We're just pretty much covering all the offseason moves and how we feel about draft picks and, you know, what it looked looks like going into OTA. So, you know, let's get with it, man. The Los Angeles Rams coming off of a disappointing year, obviously. You know, I think, you know, the real word is cashed out. They cashed out for the ring. Lost Von Miller in the offseason to a 6-year, $120 million deal, I want to say, he got from the Bills.
Yeah, that was
6 years once. No, I'm saying, but that's the season they're coming off of, losing Von Miller. And and Aaron Donald being laden with some injuries. Brody just got traded to Miami.
Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey having an off year for Jalen Ramsey standards. You know, still under 30. So some said at the time maybe turning for him as the premier cornerback in the league, but we'll see what he does in Miami. But
man, he was still all pro last year.
Yeah, it was his highest rated year as far as PFF goes.
Right. No, but just the narratives around him. Yeah. And it's crazy when your ceiling is that high and you still are achieving what you're achieving, man. It just, you know, shout out to him in that defense. But, man, who are they replacing him with as that premier corner in that defense?
I mean, it'll probably be a battle throughout the offseason. We picked up a DB from TCU in the draft in, like, the sixth round. I forget his first name, but I know it's LaDainian Tomlinson.
Tomlinson nephew?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm pretty sure that he'll get a chance to come in and compete because we're not super deep DB. So it'll probably be a lot of competition. We still have time to, you know what I'm saying, possibly sign a free agent if somebody's out there or something like that. But it'll be a name that we haven't heard of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Definitely a let off from where y'all were before. But I think as a team.
Yeah, I mean, shoot. Honestly, throughout our run, as far as a good or a really good team, especially on the defensive side, bro, we had DBs. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't just Jalen Ramsey. We had plenty of DBs, people that were coming in playing well, that were backups,
right?
Things of that nature. So I feel like we're a very well coached team, number one, even though it always seems like it's mostly on the offensive side. So as long as we can find guys who are willing to, you know what I'm saying, compete, and that's really what you get with a lot of, you know what I'm saying, younger guys with no name yet. You get a lot of guys that want to compete. That's how you end up with a safety like John Johnson being, you know what I'm saying, how good he is going out to the Browns and shit like that and making a name with us and then going on to continue their career elsewhere. So I like that about us. You know what I'm saying? We tend to turn young, hungry DBs into a product or – you know what I'm saying? When a guy comes in like Jalen Ramsey, you know, we know how to use that talent and elevate it to the point where it helps us reach the Super Bowl and win one. So I feel confident, you know what I'm saying, what we're going to put together, not, you know, maybe not this year as far as the product coming together, but just, you know what I'm saying, getting shit back set in motion. Because when you look at terrible teams, it starts with most of the time they have a bad front office, which leads to bad coaching hirings, and it just goes down from there. You know what I'm saying? So for us, right, even though we might not have the personnel because we're cash strapped and shit like that, we still have a good front office. We still have the same good head coach. So now it's just about finding, you know what I'm saying, diamonds in the rough. You know what I'm saying? Being able to get the most out of those guys and putting a product, you know what I'm saying, on the field that can compete. That's my main thing. I don't expect us to do great, you know what I'm saying, as far as compete for the division, because San Francisco's still out there. Right now on paper, Arizona would technically have a better, you know what I'm saying, roster, even the Seahawks, really. So we'd probably be, you know what I'm saying, early on looking in last in the division. However, I just want us to be competitive in every game we in. You know what I'm saying? I want that shit, you know what I'm saying, I'm not trying to lose by 17 here and, you know what I'm saying, 20 there, and nah, fuck that, bro. Compete, you know what I'm saying? If niggas win, you know what I'm saying? Some of them, we might pull it out. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? But I want us to compete. That's the main thing.
Let me ask both you and AJ, how big of a hole or a big of a gap do you think Bobby Wagner leaving is going to leave on that defense as well? He was released, and then I said leave.
Well, yeah, he was released. I will say that on a linebacker end, yeah, it's going to be a bit experimental. You know what I'm saying? Like,
being with us was experimental.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. And I think, like, just looking at, like, the whole, like, what we did in the draft in terms of, like, trying to compensate his loss, you know what I'm saying? We we more so concentrated more on edge rushing, which right. I think was really one of our weakest spots last year because of course we lost Von Miller. You know,
and that shit was crucial.
And that was very crucial because you could tell, like, because all it did was just shifted back to double teaming Aaron Donald. Whereas last year you could double team Aaron Donald and then, but you still had to worry about Von Miller coming off that break. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's why. So that was one thing that we were missing last year. That caused what you were about to say, that caused Leonard Floyd to have to work a little bit more too at the same time. So I think it's gonna be like really more of the same, but at least we are pretty stacked with, you know, we're pretty stacked with the with our experiment of like what we're gonna be trying to do in terms of edge rushing. Maybe open up more opportunity for Aaron Donald again on that.
I mean, if you look at the draft we picked up, you know what I'm saying? Two out, and obviously they were lower round picks at the trying to go. You know what I'm saying? We picked up two outside linebackers for what? Rushing off the edge, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully they come in, you know what I'm saying? And they want a roster spot. In order to do that, you got to perform. So that's what we want. I don't give a fuck what you're nothing. Nobody has a name until they make one. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck who you are. Even if you come in with the most hype, you can end up a bust if you don't make your name. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
Everybody got to come in and make a name. And if they do that, then shit, we're going to be all right.
Hey, Nard, that was a dumb right there, my boy.
Appreciate it, player.
And also to piggyback off of that, I think also one thing that's probably going to maybe even help us out somewhat offensively is the fact that we're going to be coming back with a healthy line. Because exactly. That was our problem last year. Our line was completely fucked.
And what did that translate to?
Quarterback
Stafford getting hurt. Come on, dog.
Exactly.
Come on, dog.
Like, because you already know, like, the narratives, like, around Stafford, you know what I'm saying, which is honestly a bunch of false narratives. Like, you give Stafford a line, he can perform. If you don't, if Stafford has no line, and it just works like every other fucking quarterback, unless you Lamar Jackson or whatnot. Mm-hmm. You got, or even, I'll even say Joe Burrow, you know what I'm saying? If you don't have a line, then you as good as gone out there. Like, you're done, you know what I'm saying? Right. So I think that really hurt us a lot last year. I think Allen Robinson is gone now, right? Or are we looking
at he was looking. He requested it, right? I don't know if they executed it though, but
yeah,
no,
I can't remember.
Allen Robinson, he's gone. He's from Steelers.
So
you can look at it while you're talking.
What did we get? I know in the Ramsey trade we got nothing. We got pennies on that shit.
Allen Robinson.
I'm looking now.
Seven round picks.
We got a seven round pick. So I mean, but the thing is, you got to think like, what was Allen Robinson's production last year?
Was he hurt too or no?
Yeah,
Rod was hurt.
I mean, he practically did nothing last year. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, really, a lot of it, of course, overusage of Cooper Kupp, and then Van Jefferson was hurt, and then you know we had to really rely a lot on Ben Skoll. So it's just, you know, and then not to mention our run game was hurt too because Cam Akers just completely forgot how to play football. It's just like, again, it's gonna be real experimental. Record predictions wise, I'm not about to like go over the top with it. Like, I mean, really, I see us winning probably about five games.
That's what I was about to say. And we got a tough schedule.
Yeah, we got a really tough schedule. We got to play the NFC East, and we got to play the AFC North.
I was like, all right, that's enough.
Sheesh.
Yeah, we are in a nasty, nasty vine. And then our division just got tougher.
You know what I'm saying? It just realized that they wanted to be tough again last year. Like, what the fuck?
And that's what sucks about, you know, even L.A. Not to say that it was strictly like this, but when you factor in the business of football, too, they're going to try and get you guys and the Chargers, because the Chargers had a tough schedule last year, if I'm not mistaken, to play those premier teams that travel and can fill up that stadium. You know what I'm saying? So, granted, you do have, obviously, a carousel of, you know, you'll play such and such a division this year, but to play the NFC East and the AFC North, those are all very well-traveled fan bases. So that's not really a good thing for y'all to face in this rebuilding stage with, you know, a guy who's in his prime and Aaron Donald, another guy who's kind of getting to the tail end of his prime and Matt Stafford. That's asking a lot, but, you know, ultimately we'll see.
And I don't mean to cut you off, bro, but and to be fair, you know, even the Aaron Donald's case, Aaron Donald basically got 1 foot out the door. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I'm honestly surprised he's even coming back for another year. I thought he would just say, oh, fuck it, I'm just going to retire last year. And
wants his 10 in his pension, bro. Come on.
But, yeah, and I feel you. I feel you. I absolutely.
I thought you get 8 too. For pension. I thought
10.
It was 8 for pension.
10.
It's 10 in. I gotta look that up. I
feel the score was 8.
I thought
it was 10 seasons.
Unless the new CBA changed it.
It's always been 10 seasons, brother.
We're talking about how many years you had to play to get pension?
Yeah,
10 seasons.
I thought it was 5.
That's basketball.
For the NFL, players become eligible for pensions after playing 3 seasons, health and insurance after retirement if they play for 5 years.
So,
in the NFL?
Yeah, yes. Bro.
Yeah, that would be nasty if you had to play 10.
The average NBA, I mean NFL life expectancy, bro, is like 2 years, bro.
Yeah.
If nah.
Yeah, 10 years is crazy because you.
Yeah. Nobody. Like, and that's it. Yeah.
I thought that was the point.
No, man, that's a fleecing, brother.
I mean, that's a nasty deal right there. That's terrible. That would be absolutely awful.
Y'all act like they saints or something. Like they care about their players. Come on now.
Yeah.
No. Well, I mean, I'm not saying that they can't, but I mean, like out there blatantly like that is just nasty.
Listen.
No, Dale, it's not about the players.
Dirty MF, it's NFL. It's not about the players. Come on now.
Certain things you have to do to protect your own faith. It doesn't matter. I'm saying it has nothing to do with caring about the players. You just have to do certain things so you look a certain way. Otherwise, you're not going to be the multi-billion-dollar corporation that you are. You'll still make hella money, but all that added money is due to the people who don't necessarily see your wrongdoings because you're doing so little on the outside that looks like so much. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep everybody quiet.
It's definitely an optics thing.
100%. Without optics, you just... You the XFL or the USFL, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, so the exact requirements are players, and this is from, I want to credit the source, legacyprosports.us. Players must meet certain requirements to qualify for a pension. To be eligible, they have to have played in at least three seasons and earned at least one credited season and been employed by the league for at least 3 years. The league also has a vesting period, which is the amount of time a player must be employed by the league in order to be eligible for benefits. So that's
Isn't
that
accredited season mean you come in a certain amount of times in a game per year?
Correct. I think I think it's like 6 games a year now because of the 17th game.
Or be on the active roster, right? Dressed out.
Yeah. I mean obviously if you don't get PT, you don't get PT, but yeah, on the active roster. Yeah.
Now that probably wouldn't count for like practice squad players and shit like
that. Right. Right. So wow. You can I'll send it to y'all, but this is a really crazy breakout thing. I mean, a 10-year veteran for the NFL. Wow.
That's a miracle. That's a miracle you make it 10 years.
A 10-year NFL veteran who played prior to 93 receives approximately $43,560 a year pre-tax in pension. What the hell?
$43,000. Now that's fucking somebody.
That's crazy. Keeping it all the way gangster.
Playing regular citizens advocate, nigga. If somebody gave me 40 bands a year to do absolutely nothing, I could still go get a job. Like, is that not?
Oh, I'm a happy man. I'm a happy man with
not
that.
Not everybody who played in the league has CTE or is completely fucked up. Some people look like are like Shannon Sharp. You know, most people who after the league are probably, you know, what I'm saying. Regular human beings. Now, of course, some people get fucked up, but for the most part, you know what I'm saying? Most of them are probably regular. So they're getting paid, you know what I'm saying, for the rest of their lives. They get 40 bands a year. That's like a regular, what, $15 an hour job? Nothing. So then, you know what I'm saying? You go fucking open a car dealership.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't counting the car wash money. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Will Levis, Hyundai, and and Nissan.
Facts. All he got to do is be a backup for 3 years. He got that.
That's
shit.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, man. But for the Rams overall, I do want to see y'all expand that play. Not expand the playbook more, but when y'all returning guys like Van Jefferson, apparently Cam Akers is going to try and stick it out with the Rams this year and test the free agency market after this year.
They fucked that up the Super Bowl year when he forced it coming back too fast, and then we needed a year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So. Yeah. But that, and yeah, Cooper Kupp ain't getting any younger. I think he's nearing 30 or is 30 now.
Yeah, Cooper I believe he was if he's 29 or he just turned, he's about to turn 30.
I wish we would have paid.
Yeah, 29. Yeah, he's nearing 30.
But I wish we would have paid Odell. I don't give a fuck.
I wish we did. Back. I wish we could have got Odell back. I do.
I wanted that nigga back, bro.
But at the same token, we kind of would have been. I mean, he absolutely opened up a lot for.
Oh my, bro! Kupp. I was at that Baltimore game when he caught the game-winning touchdown. I was at the fucking game.
It opened up a whole lot more for Kupp. But when Odell was out of there, when we lost Odell, you kind of saw that Stafford got into that Megatron thing again, where he was just overusing the fuck out of Kupp.
Right,
and we already knew how that ended up for Megatron. You know what I'm saying? His career cut short. So yep. That's not the same thing I want to see for Kupp. You know what I'm saying? But that's really the biggest thing I miss about like having Odell around. But at the same time, like I totally understand why we didn't get Odell. Yeah, we probably would have been wasting. We probably would have been wasting Odell anyway at this point. Who pretty much, honestly, this is Odell's last run. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's
riddled with so much injury and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? What he's about to do with the Ravens, this is his swan song.
He'll if this 1 year he stays healthy, he'll probably get, you know what I'm saying, another 2 year contract, and that might be it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So
I'm just interested in, you know, not to jump back to the Ravens, but what kind of deal did his you know, was his agent able?
I know it has to be.
But it's $13 million guaranteed out of $18 million. For him to be coming off of an ACL for 1 year for $13 million.
Well, but you gotta look at what he did. Bro, he
would have won MVP and he not sold his ACL. How many players did we see get fleeced in comparison to that? You know what I'm saying, with a less history of injuries and so on and so forth. So that's just crazy, man.
I think him taking that whole year off
for so long. It's a 1 year deal. I mean, you can pay $13 million to a guy who you feel like, okay, if this guy stays healthy, talent-wise, he's still a top 10 receiver in the league, talent-wise. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If he's healthy. So I can pay him $13 million. I can't do it over the course of 3 seasons right now until I see him healthy, but I can give him this 13. If it don't work out, fuck it. I'm not tied into it for another season where he has guaranteed money on it next year. You know what I'm saying? I think that was part of this shit that really helped him get that much money is the fact that he wasn't asking for more than 1 year.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, man, we're gonna see how the Rams ultimately end up and what comes up with OTAs, and obviously we'll have more to report once preseason starts.
I do got this one more thing to add though, Earl, mm-hmm. because you know, again, we're going through OTAs right now, but I will say that I'm happy that we might have a quality backup.
I seen them videos. I ain't gonna lie, bro got a gun. I didn't even know it was like that. And I know what people say, oh, it's nobody there. I understand that, but ball placement is huge.
Absolutely.
And that shit looked good.
Y'all talking, isn't it?
Old man Bennett. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, the good thing about that is and we know that there's a rich history with him and Matt Stafford, just from the Georgia connection. They've been connected for a while. That's been reported, for some time now. Because Matt always goes back to Georgia, and you know, I want to say he's there in the off season as well, if I'm not mistaken. But regardless, that connection there and having that guy that you can come in and learn from, that's going to, you know, curve his welcome to the NFL learning tree a lot.
Yeah,
and you know, they'll be able to pick each other's brains and already have the chemistry there, just as far as the learning situation goes. And the age difference isn't too much, where Matt is too far removed from Jordan. He's still very loved.
Yeah, they're damn near the same age. That's been an old as fuck.
Yeah, that's been, what, was he 25?
Right, yeah, 25, 26.
Word. So yeah, man, that's good for y'all, man. And if so, I mean, shoot, it's easy for y'all to just turn to the next man once this Matt Stafford run ends, whatever it does.
But like you said, I ain't gonna hold you. When I seen them videos, I'm like, all right, well, my main thing was I didn't think he could push the ball down the field, but he has the arm to do it. Now, can he place that, you know what I'm saying, when there's safety over top and you got, you know what I'm saying, the corner playing in between, can you put that right in the middle in between the two? That's yet to be seen. However,
yeah,
I do know that he can get it down that motherfucker with some, that when it hit their hands, that motherfucker said,
you know, it definitely looks a little better than Baker Mayfield.
Shoot, man, we're gonna see what's up. Definitely see where the Rams end up. Let's head over to the
next, since we're still in our division.
Well, since you poked the bear, let's go to the projected presumptive winners of the NFC West, San Francisco 49ers. Look, man, I don't think.
Let me ask this question. Fuck that. How can we presume that they're gonna win? Now, I'm not saying you're wrong, because overall they probably have the best roster. But this whole Brock Purdy thing, I'm not on that fucking wave.
That's nothing to do with Brock Purdy. I ain't even thought of Brock Purdy. He's probably 12th on my list of why I think they're gonna win that division. Brock Purdy has jack shit to do.
I don't know why everyone, like, is Christian here?
Y'all Christian, bag.
that list you put in the chat earlier, bro, that had him ranked what, 15 out of 32 starting quarterbacks or something like that? And I understand certain guys, yes, you know what I'm saying, Baker Mayfield is right now penciled in, I guess, as a starter down there in Tampa, whatever. So there's certain names to say. But I'm sorry, bro. How many games did he play last year? Including the playoffs?
No. I think there's no, was it 13?
I feel like he came in, what, week four?
Like 10 games?
No. Yeah, he played double digit games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He came in by week four.
You automatically being a top 15 quarterback in the league. Like, at least I didn't see it.
That's a little egregious off the whim.
I mean, all right, so.
He played nine games.
Below him. So after Purdy. So it goes Kyler, Justin Fields.
This is after Purdy?
Yeah. So it's Kyler, Justin Fields, Stafford, Geno, Daniel Jones, Derek Carr, Jimmy G, Bryce Young, Tannehill, Pickett, Russell Wilson, Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield, CJ Stroud, Anthony Anderson, Sam Howell, and Desmond Ridder.
Anthony Richardson.
Super Bowl winners. Come on, bro. I know Russell Wilson, he looked terrible last year, but I'm still not going to say Brock Purdy is automatically better than this nigga. Like, too much is crazy.
Absolutely not. Nor am I saying Mac Jones is better than him.
That was disrespectful.
He's not, like,
no, I don't think
Russ is better than Mac Jones. Matt Stafford is better than, like, come on, bro.
But here's my thing, though. If you're talking about, I could see if this list was saying best quarterbacks, but they're saying projected going into next year. So you're saying if everyone is healthy, you feel like he's better than Stafford? I can't go for that. And then, even Murray, who I don't personally like, but just as far as talent wise, I don't know.
He's talented than a motherfucker. He's talented as shit.
I
don't know. That's a little wild. I mean,
even Geno Smith looked good last year for a whole season.
No, Geno definitely looked good last year.
Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, he's been to a Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Now, is he a gunslinger? No, but I don't know that Brock Purdy's better than him.
I think Brock Purdy's getting the benefit of being associated with the 49ers.
Yeah, like this and also,
at the same time, let's not discredit his play from
it's not discrediting his play. It's just, let's not.
What were his stats, Christian?
So I got him right here. He had 13 tutties, pretty much 1,400 yards, 67 completion. And he started five games.
Now, he threw no picks. I'll shut the fuck up right now.
He threw four picks. So he's a 3-1 touchdown to interception ratio.
1,400 yards, 3-4. I mean,
he had a hell of an offense, bro. Like he got.
Come on, man.
He got Debo. He got all pros over there, bro.
Christian McCaffrey was.
They got McCaffrey at the trade deadline. Like
you feel me, man.
Like, come on. Like, I'm not boosting up no Brock Purdy, right? I'm not doing
that. Not right now. And then,
what'd you say, know, Mike?
I like to get into the analytics. Like,
I said, this is what niggas was. Y'all, like, Purdy wave. But, like, bro, that offense is set up for any quarterback.
Yeah, anyone. I need to see how
many passes were down the field or how many of them were created, you know what I'm saying, off short passes to Christian McCaffrey or Debo.
Half the time Debo running that bitch.
You feel me? Like, but I don't know. Now defensively, something to fuck with. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be something to fuck with, as they always have.
I feel like that's
what is gonna push them over the edge to win the division. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely not gonna be that. I mean, not saying the offense can't not, you know what I'm saying, score with.
No, that offense is low. But bro, all you gotta do is go ahead. No, I'm saying, I wasn't saying you were discrediting the offense. The offense is loaded. But to Mike's point, bro, you can, if you were to put Derek Carr in that offense, he probably wins a fucking MVP. Like, that's the amount of talent that they have out there. You know what I'm saying?
The reason they say that the defense wins championships, if I can score 50 and you score 50, nigga, it's a tie. But if I score 50, nigga, and you score 12, I beat your ass.
Now, I hate to do hypotheticals, but let's just call it what it is from what y'all seen on paper. And I understand that it is, you know, next man up and you play the games you play.
Mm-hmm.
But could the Eagles really have beaten them head up in that matchup if they were fully healthy?
I think so.
I mean, I like the Eagles, bro. I think the Eagles have, you know what I'm saying? The Eagles have weapons on offense, too. They may not have the names as far as Devontae was a rookie last year, and who the fuck was that running back? He was still decent, though.
It wasn't a rookie.
Devontae Smith wasn't a rookie. Either way, you know what I'm saying? Debo had that flash. We know who Christian McCaffrey is, you know what I'm saying? A.J. Brown is still – he's obviously a top receiver in the league, but he doesn't get that respect all the time. People don't always throw his name in there when they're talking about the top three receivers. I think he has an argument for that, you know what I'm saying, when he's playing at his top. But I like the Eagles team, you know what I'm saying? And they had bona fide quarterback play, and they had a defense, too, when they played. Now, they got
I mean, their defense was playing out of their mind by that
time. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, and shit, they ain't do nothing but go replace it with damn Georgia's front seven. So.
Exactly. Oh, Lord have mercy.
But we'll get to the NFC East right after this.
Yes, sir. That shit gonna get
that being said, I don't really have too much else going on with the 49ers. I think the expectations are what they are. They're in a similar position to me that the Bills are in, where I think that they have to win or have to get to the Super Bowl, or this is just looking like it's good for Madden. It's just good for video games. And I get it, only two teams go to the Super Bowl, but there's an expectation when you have this level of talent that you're of that ilk. And I don't know. The 49ers better make something happen in the next 2 years, especially with them having to pay Nick Bosa this offseason, if I'm not mistaken, right? He's coming up on the contract?
Yeah.
So, yeah. They're going to have to make some real choices. George Kittle ain't getting no younger. So they better do something in this small window. That being said, we can go to the Niners. Not the Niners, but the Seahawks. Look, man, very improved. Very improved over 2021.
Extremely improved.
Yeah, I did not expect this year. I'm not going to front. And they
improved again. Their first round was nasty. They had a corner at six, and they picked up Jackson Smith and Jigba, too, who I'm a huge fan of him because he didn't play last year. So, but I'm not saying that he wasn't injured or anything, but I'm just saying you never know who somebody is when they don't play for a whole year. But Ja'Marr Chase did the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Came out and balled. So, but they had two first round picks. I feel like they executed well. I'm not too
I don't watch a lot of Big Ten football, so I'm not too keen on that cornerback out of Illinois and what he did too much. But I know that they do have a lot of good wide receiver play in the Big Ten, you know what I'm saying? So especially Ohio State.
He who remains junior. I'm with you. I think that they probably end up do coming in second in this division again. Possible playoff berth because they made the playoffs last year, right?
They did because they beat the Lions. Not last game, but game before last.
Okay. I mean, I think they can replicate what they did last year. You know, I would really like to see if DK moves into, I don't want to say elite receiver status because there ain't but so many elite receivers, but like real live teetering all pro receiver, if that's possible out of him this year. Probably not, but man, what he's done in comparison to having to play wide receiver at the pro level so quickly going in his.
Oh, boy.
Say again?
My fault. I said Jason Tatum not turned up, though.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, he's been going crazy in the fourth.
Agree because if he turns up to that real elite level, and then Smith and Jigba is who, you know what I'm saying, people expect him to be as far as what he's done previously with Ohio State, they would have a nasty tandem. You know what I'm saying? And like we've seen the Bengals having a nasty tandem and a quarterback who can get the ball there can work wonders. You know what I'm saying? What you saying, Mike?
I said, yeah, because they still got one of the most, probably the most underrated receiver in the league.
What's that slot's name?
Not Lockett, but can't even think of his name. From Kansas State, man. I can't, what the fuck is his name? See, that's what I'm saying. This nigga's so fucking underrated, bro. Bro, what is his name for Sam? The Seattle's receiver, bro?
Oh, Tyler Lockett.
Oh, yeah, Lockett. I did say Lockett. Yeah, Lockett.
Yeah. Exactly. I think
between him and Boyd, bro, I think they're the most underrated receivers in the league.
Right.
Okay.
Facts.
Brandon Cooks.
Old fact. Yeah, him too, though.
Hey, good old stack of year.
But now you're right, though. I've completely forgot about Tyler Lockett. So you have three receivers who, you know what I'm saying, two of them are elite route runners with Smith and Jigba and Tyler Lockett. So that would be, you know what I'm saying, that would definitely be something to fuck with.
I see more of like a streaky year for the Seahawks. I think they will come in a little more improved, but it's just that the fucking West is just so goddamn tough, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's just tough. Like, I feel like they're going to probably be trading a lot with the Cardinals, probably.
Okay.
Like,
the Cardinals are back healthy. Remember,
I think the Cardinals missed
how many games last season?
Cardinals. He got suspended.
Was it the first six games or eight games?
Yeah, first six or eight, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Now, he gets the full offseason, full. You know what I'm saying?
I still think he gets the I don't see him playing another down in Arizona.
You think he gets traded before the season starts?
Yeah, I think he's gonna get traded, bro.
Only D-Hop. Because
D-Hop, yeah.
A player like that, bro, even though it's the NFL, is gonna command, you know what I'm saying, a decent trade. And I don't know who would be willing to give up enough that they feel like he is gonna plug them into a Super Bowl situation. You know,
well, we're talking about strength of schedule. They play the NFC East and the AFC North.
Yeah, just that's every division. We all play the same team.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, we just
not the same schedule exactly, same. But
yeah,
for the most part,
it's all the matchups. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, are they built for tough to deal with that? Like the 49ers are probably not, but they'll probably float it. Probably float it. We'll see. But I will give Pete Carroll still the coach.
Oh no, we're still talking about Seahawks. My bad.
Yeah, we're still on Seahawks. Yeah, yeah. I'll give them this. Weathering the storm of losing a quarterback the way that he did, he's kind of come out looking like somewhat of the, not the good guy, but he's come out looking more favorable than Russ did, considering Russ left the situation where he looked like he wasn't a locker room guy and then gets to the Broncos and looked like he didn't connect with the locker room either. And then the Seahawks make the playoffs. So, I mean, I say that to say Pete Carroll's voice is still ringing very loud in Seattle. So, it's good for them. They're not searching for a coach. And that's crazy because at 70 years old, you know, 71, to be able to still hold down that locker room was pretty impressive. Let's get to the Cardinals. They obviously got rid of Cliff Kingsbury and hired why are you not coming up for me? They hired Jonathan Gannon, offensive coordinator.
You got Rich Gannon's kid?
No. Who the hell is Jonathan Gannon? Well, where does Jonathan Gannon come from?
I feel like he is related to Rich Gannon.
He might be. Well, he was the D coordinator for the Eagles in 2022.
All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to say a lot. They had all, the Eagles coaching tree was, a lot of them was being scouted.
I mean, I just find that interesting because
the OC and DC.
They back away from an offensive-minded coach and go to the defensive side of the ball when it seemed like Kyler was one of the players that needed the most improvement on the team.
Here's the counterpoint I'll say to that. Defensive-minded guys typically tend to have more discipline on the whole run of the team, and maybe they wanted to bring in somebody who shortened the reins a little bit on Kyler.
I can agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? And maybe it because I don't want to use the term shorten the leash. That's just a little wild. But it's going to keep things at bay as far as discipline goes on that team. And whether, you know, you're coming off of dealing with Kyler Murray shenanigans, you're coming off of dealing with DeAndre Hopkins being suspended for 8 games. You know, Arizona, for all the talent that they had. And then they just had, what's his name, retire?
J.J. Watt.
Just had J.J. Watt retire. They've got to have an established veteran leadership voice in that locker room, and they are in need of some work on the personnel side. So maybe bringing in somebody like that clearly was highly respected, you know, and led a top of the line defense in the league last year, you know, it could be something. So I think that this is more of a project, and they're really feeling out what they have, and they don't really have any expectations other than improvements, you know, working the inside out. They'll worry about getting the better record later, but for now, let's get the screws back tightened up before we get back on the road to compete. At least that's what I'm getting.
If I'm still pulling in veterans, I might holler at Ndamukong Suh on the defensive side. You know what I'm saying? Just another locker room present. You know what I'm saying? Keeping shit as far as veterans, because I see he's a free agent now after that Eagles run. You know what I'm saying? So just players who can still be productive, but have a different locker room presence with the Cardinals.
But I don't know if DeAndre Hopkins is going to be there at the end of the season, bro.
Well, according to Mike, he don't think they're going to be there before the season.
I think right now they're working on destination. Like, I think the reason why he hasn't been dealt yet is because
of that price ticket, bro.
Because of his ticket and that the fact that he wants, you know what I'm saying, like he wants to be traded. He has a preference on where he wants to go,
which is so,
where I don't think
the Rams, bro. We need that.
I would love to have him with the Rams, but I don't think it's come out publicly yet, like exactly where he wanted to go. But I do remember, like, it was some background.
I
ain't gonna hold you.
I want the first flight back to Houston, cuz
no, he's not going back to Houston. That's over. That's done. Like, he's completely cooked with that front office.
Now, unless it was, you know, front office shit, but if it was just that he was tired of them being some shit, I might be going my way back there.
You know what? If I'm him,
hard and shit.
If I'm him.
Now, if he felt disrespected by the front office, that's one thing, you know what I'm saying?
It was O'Brien and the front office.
Oh, well, shit, O'Brien up out of that motherfucker. We got DeMeco Ryans now. You know what I'm saying? The roster's way better. We got another rookie coming in. If Tank Dell can be that shifty dude to take some attention off of you. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck was that running back?
Lamar. No bullshit. If I'm DeAndre Hopkins, no bullshit. I wouldn't mind requesting a trade somewhere like
New Orleans.
This nigga better stay Pittsburgh.
No.
Ooh, New Orleans would be nasty.
New Orleans was what I was thinking. But you could replace Mike Thomas.
Play calling is a bitch because we seen him with Devontae Adams last year. And
to be real, if I'm him, because I really think this team is going to be sneaky good this year. Well, not sneaky good, but I think I really have faith in where they're going to go this year. I would look at the Broncos. I'm really excited to see a Sean Payton offense with somebody like Russ.
I'll give you that.
I'm very excited to see that.
I think they're already going to see. They still got talent out there. You know what I'm saying?
They do, but I don't know if he needs to be a number one anymore. Like a franchise number one.
It's going to take him. It's going to take it off of him. Jerry Jeudy can still be the number one. You have a dominant number two in Hopkins. Jerry Jeudy be the number one. You still got a tight end. You got better play calling now. We're getting the ball downfield.
Cortland Sutton.
Cortland Sutton too.
They have a trio. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and these days it's leaning towards more of having a trio to compete in a duo. So honestly, he's a veteran. You put him out there with a veteran coach, a veteran quarterback that already has been around the world. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's a good fit for him there. I would say Buffalo, but I don't know. There's something about Buffalo. I'm not buying stock in Buffalo this year. I really, as I thought more about last episode.
I mean, here's the thing, though. Here's why I would.
It might.
Listen, if Von Miller doesn't go down, there's more pass rush on that team. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they don't make it to the Super Bowl. He's that type of player.
Shoot, didn't they lose? They lost, what's the name last year, too, didn't they? Corner. Fuck.
Trevious White?
Was it White?
White started out hurt, but then he came back.
No, it was somebody. He
did get hurt again, low key. He did get hurt again.
Who was that other corner that got hurt?
No, you're not talking about that. It's the Hamlin situation.
No, not Hamlin.
Well, not Hamlin. Nah.
You talking about Poyer?
Poyer was the safety guy.
Poyer was the safety.
Poyer did get hurt, though. What? No, Micah Hyde.
Micah Hyde got hurt. Yeah, he got hurt last year, too.
True shit.
Yeah.
So, but I feel, you know what I'm saying, because it does seem like they always take that L to the Chiefs. But when you add more talent, one thing we know about the Chiefs, they ain't got no goddamn defense. You know what I'm saying? So you add another player on the offensive side of the ball that can really put pressure on them DBs, it might take you over the top, you know what I'm saying, if you're a team like the Bills. So I do think he does go to the AFC, and the Broncos and the Bills do sound like good teams, but the Saints is also a very good option. I don't necessarily know, though, because their head coach is a defensive guy, too. I forget his fucking name. Either way, the Saints, their head coach.
Sean Payton?
No, he'll win the Broncos.
I'm sorry.
I forget his fucking name.
Dennis Allen.
He was a defensive guy too. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. He was also head coach of the Raiders a couple years ago too. So
yeah, but I think he was the Saints defensive coordinator before he became their head coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't necessarily know if I'm him, I want to go there just because they ain't like, you know what I'm saying?
They just gotta figure out what they're doing with Michael Thomas. Like a guy that has the footprints like Michael Thomas does. Reality of it is, you got to really know what you're getting. And if it's time to move on, it's time to move on. But between that, the Kamara situation, and Kamara up for possible suspension too?
Yeah.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
they got a lot going on there. Well, yeah. Yeah, like we talked about before, man. Once you accused, it's conduct detrimental.
Damn accused, and you saw that video.
No, I really, there's a video because I promise I ain't seen
it. Yeah, man, they start bloody. Yeah,
oh no! Yeah, so he catching that time. Down by the riverside. All right, I think that's everybody in the NFC. West, let's head off to the NFC East.
That boy Tatum turned up on y'all dog ass. Y'all bullshit.
Y'all talking all
that. Yeah, the Heat mad unserious right now.
That means nothing to me. That means nothing to me.
34-11-7,
bro. It's still 3-1, bro. Like,
that means nothing to me.
Hey, look,
it ends
in Boston, man. It ends in Boston.
Listen. Right. I'm just saying, I don't think they're going to win one game in Miami to go to Boston and lose. Fuck no.
This shit is going to end down
game six in Miami, or it's going to be. Or if this doesn't, listen, I'm telling you
this
right
now. This
is not
going to seven.
If Miami does not win game five, this shit over. I guarantee it. If Miami does win game five,
they're not coming back winning four straight games.
All right, you're smoking grits. This is recorded. If Miami does not win game five, this shit is over.
Put some dew on it, Nark. Put some dew
on it.
Hey, I guarantee you they're not gonna have almost another 20 turnovers. That's what they had this game.
Then the Celtics will find a different way to win. All I'm saying is
Celtics ain't gonna shoot 19% from the 3-point line again either, though.
Hey, you go, hey Mike.
Nah, it wasn't shooting 19 today.
Exactly, nigga. The first three games they were.
Hey, let me be very clear. I need that 50 ball.
Hey, listen, E. I'm just saying.
If the Celtics come back, I'm putting that the Celtics ain't winning the series. I'm putting the 50 ball on.
Hey, listen, I don't know yet. I'm not going either. I'll get with you after game five. If the Celtics win the next game too, it's this shit over with.
Yeah, that's an easy 50 ball. Don't worry about it. You just let me know when you want.
Because you want to put it on when they start getting in. When they start getting in stride. It's going to be that superstar talent when it plays that's going to take over. And they got two of them.
Man, let me tell you something. That shit is GMO, brother. But look, let's get to the NFC East, man. Let's start with them Cowboys. All right, Mike, you up. You know what?
Y'all know the fucking vibes.
All right, Mike, let me get your transactions over the offseason. Obviously, y'all got Stephon Gilmore.
Locked up.
That's some bullshit, bro.
Bro, listen, bro. Nigga, I had to deal with motherfucking Anthony Brown, nigga. No, let me bask in this shit. I finally got... Bro, Anthony fucking Brown, bro. Hell nah. Y'all ain't finna take this away from me, nigga.
Nigga, that's funny as hell.
You know what I'm saying? We solidified the other side, man. Got Anthony Brown. Pretty much re-signed all of our contributors from last year, man. The three-headed monster we got at safety, Donovan Wilson. That was a big surprise for me, getting Donovan Wilson back. Malik Hooker back. J'Ron Curse. And then we re-signed Leighton Vander Esch, who I didn't think was coming back either.
You said that the last two off-seasons.
Yeah, bro. I really didn't think. I mean, after the neck injury, bro, like before the neck injury, like, you know, he showed a whole lot of promise. Neck injury happened again. He recovered from it, bro. Had a very good year last year. And I just thought he outplayed the contract. But he got a team for the deal. So, I mean, we ain't lose nothing on defense. Micah going back to DN full time now. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think we led the league in turnovers last year, or was second in turnovers.
Well, with Micah Parsons, you're damn right. He's going to put you on a great position, too.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, Trayvon Diggs.
Trayvon Diggs, yeah.
This thing
and over now there. You bring in Gilmore.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Fuck. And we play y'all, nigga.
Huh?
And we play y'all this year.
Yeah, you do. I mean,
right, we're gonna have our best game next Sunday.
Nigga, your best ain't gonna be enough.
But keep going. What y'all doing offense?
But the defense is definitely solidified. Offense, man, we added another wide receiver that we much needed, bro. We got a speed guy in Brandon Cooks, perennial 1,000-yard receiver every year. Of course, y'all know everybody know we let go Zeke.
Well, let's pause there. Let's pause there real quick.
He get picked up?
I don't know that door is closed. And both sides sound like that door ain't closed. I'm not saying he gets no money. Sorry to cut you off. I'm not saying that he's gonna get no crazy contract, but I don't think either side wanted to let him go, but they knew he did not play to that contract anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
I'm not 100% sure that Zeke won't be a Cowboy next year.
I mean, I'm not either, to be honest. I mean, considering, you know, Tony Pollard may start the year off on the injury list. I mean, we picked up Ronald Jones. Then we still had the Malik Davis out of Florida, Rico Dowdell. But then we picked up Deuce Vaughn. We drafted Deuce Vaughn, who I think he was a AP All-American for running back. Here. I mean, but I don't think none of those moves are necessarily a barn burner. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Y'all got Brandon Cooks too, right?
Yeah. I already named Brandon Cooks.
Oh, okay.
And those are several guys that are the running back position. But I don't know, bro. I mean, I like Rojo, but Zeke was such a locker room guy. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I can see that happening back. I can see him coming back.
So from my guy Hendo out in Dallas, who's you know Hendo.
Yeah.
He's still very active in the area, still, you know, working out and stuff like that, all that, and very much so in contact. So we'll see what happens, but usually when people part, quote unquote, amicably, you ain't sticking around this, that, and the third. And I think by now a team would have signed Ezekiel.
Yeah, I mean,
so
in the league, they feel that he's lost a step. I mean, which the 99% of the world agrees with.
That's a lot of steps left compared to the rest of the league.
You feel me? But I mean, shit. Offensive line coming back. Then you know, picked up. We lost Dalton Schultz, tight end, but we did draft the tight end out of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Shoemaker. So, I mean, I'm expecting the same thing, bro. You know, we've had the top offense these last couple years. The question mark just so happened to be that motherfucker wearing number four, bro.
Yep, that's what I want to get to next. I think for Dak, he's in what, the third year of this contract now?
Something like that.
You know, he'll be going into year seven, year eight at this point. So, yeah. You know, this is usually when, for quarterbacks, contracts do start to get restructured. The deal that you're in currently, you kind of start to restructure them. But I think for Dak, unless y'all make a NFC Championship or better run, they're going to make him play out that whole contract, and then it is what it is after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a lot of restructuring with that damn contract. So, giving more guaranteed money and losing out money on the back end, which really ain't a loss, just so we can pay guys like Trayvon Diggs, CeeDee Lamb, and Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
How much longer do you think the Dak experiment is going to last, like, at this point?
Man, I'm going to say this, bro. Dak cashed in at the right time because he had all the leverage. You know what I'm saying? So, when Dak got that contract, it was evident that we wasn't shit without him. So even though he got hurt that year, I mean, we have no choice but to pay him. As far as how long I think it'll last, I mean, he still got leverage, bro. I mean, because what you gonna do? You can't let him walk for all that money. That's too big of a cap hit. So I think you gotta stick with it. Unfortunately. I think we, the team option is after 26, so we got two more years before it kicks in.
Wow. You got 5 years or six?
I think he had got a five-year deal, I believe, but remember, it doesn't start until the end of the first contract.
Uh-huh, the end of his first contract was 21. So. Right. Shit, he really going into the second year that day. Damn, no, y'all can't do nothing. Woof.
So that's why I believe it's going to be a lot of restructuring where, you know, get more guaranteed money
So he get it on a, on a, and miss out on the back end.
Yeah.
Just for salary cap's sake. But to answer your question, bro, I think, I mean, we're in a dicey predicament, man. But I do think, depending on how far the team goes within this next year or two, that's that seat gonna get really hot. Jerry gonna start itching if something don't happen within the next 2 years for sure. I think even this year, like y'all know me, bro. I'm not the typical AJ, you probably don't know it, bro, but I'm not the typical Cowboys fan, bro, where this our year.
Oh, you're delusional. Right. No, of course not. I don't take that at all. I mean,
I'm not one of them, bro. You feel me? So
yeah, absolutely.
But I would say I think we are equipped to make a Super Bowl run this year. And if Dak don't get nowhere near it, like you just said, Earl, like you don't get to at least the NFC Championship, like we're going to be looking at it with a side eye. I know I am for sure. Because the team only going to go as far as Dak, as far as Dak take them. You know what I'm saying? That leading the league interceptions with playing only 12 games, that's a recipe for disaster. And that just can't happen.
Here's what I will say.
There's legit no weakness.
You said there's no weakness what?
I said there's legit no weakness on the squad.
I think y'all have one of the most talented rosters, top to bottom.
You like Mike McCarthy?
Do I like McCarthy? I ain't got no gripe with McCarthy, honestly. I don't know if McCarthy actually demands anything from his players, though. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to gauge him, bro. Like, I can't tell if he's like a Jerry guy or if he actually pushes them and questions his authority type shit, bro. Like, it's hard to gauge him. But, I mean, that's my coach, bro. Whether I like him or not, I'm rolling with him. Shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's just that the NFC East is just so fucking tough now. God damn. Like, it's just, it is tough.
Yeah. Even the Giants and the Commanders. I mean,
and the Commanders. They can
very much so make the playoffs. So.
Shit, that was where I was going to take to think about going, by the way.
Huh?
That's where I was going to say D-Hop should think about going, by the way.
I thought about it, too, but I just don't know how sturdy that quarterback situation is for him. But I do feel you. I thought about them as well, along with the Bills. What I will say is this, and I think we do got to look at, unfortunately, it's not just free agents that I think that Dak is trying to secure his job from. It's also what's in college. And we may be looking 3 years down the line, but this is contracts we're talking about here. So Dak over these next 3 years is going to have to make a Super Bowl appearance, or I can almost guarantee they're going to get into the Arch Manning sweepstakes. It just makes too much sense for the Cowboys. Because to me, I'm looking at it like this. If you got a guy like Arch Manning who you know, comes from football royalty, right? Playing in Texas already. You know, it's a quick shoe-in, and all y'all have to do is have a subpar season. McCarthy gets fired. You know, Dak is played out of his contract on the negative side. And then, you know, there you are in the Arch Manning sweepstakes. And that's really the kind of steps that I think Dak has to look at going into this season and the next couple. Because it ain't. But 3 years ago, we was talking about Jalen Hurts, or 3 or 4 years ago, we was talking about Jalen Hurts and Tua battling for in who was going to start in the national championship game. The shit happens quick. And you know what I'm saying? Now, one of those guys has already made a Super Bowl appearance. The other, I'm sure if he was healthy, would have gotten close to it just because of how talented Miami is. So, for something as big as that on the horizon, I think a lot of teams are going to get themselves into the picture of trying to get Arch Manning, if he is indeed that good, or whatever else is out there. Because there's a few talented quarterbacks out there. The kid that just got signed to Georgia is apparently supposed to be him for real. Oh. He's eligible.
Dylan Raiola?
Yeah.
Dominic Raiola's son.
Yeah, and he's eligible for drafting in 26. So, you know, obviously we're starting now. You know, we have a few years to look down the road, but the reality of it is that's a quick 3-year window. By that time, Gilmore will be out the league. For sure, somebody like Zeke will be done playing at 11, 12 years in the league at that point. Dak will also be going into his 11th season. So it's just, you know, when you get into that point, you start ushering the new. So y'all window to capitalize on this roster, what you have is right now. This is right now and next year. This is it. So hopefully so. Y'all can make a push to, you know, fight for first, second in the NFC East. It's going to be tough with what the Eagles have done, but shit, man, you know, that's just what I'm thinking of, because you really do got to start looking at that shit now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like you said, bro, we got some guys who are going to be eligible for max contracts. Like Michael Parsons going to break the bank.
Yeah. He looking at whatever Nick Bosa getting this offseason.
Yeah.
And he looking at that and whatever happens a year after. And I'm going to need that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Trayvon Diggs, he ain't going to be the highest paid corner, but he going to get paid a pretty penny. Mm-hmm. D.D. Lamb going to get paid a pretty penny.
Shit, y'all do got CD. Damn.
Yeah. I'm off back-to-back Pro Bowl nods, you know, this year. I think he had 100 catches for like 1,400 yards.
Wasn't he all-pro, too, this year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. In order for Trayvon to make that money, he got to go all-pro this year.
Yeah.
He got to go all-pro. It's got to be more than a Pro Bowl.
Yeah, he got 2 Pro Bowls with 1 all-pro nod so far. So, this is year 4 for him.
Yeah, he going into his 5th year with at least 2 All Pros and then 3 Pro Bowls. Yeah, should be a lock for a top 3 contract as a cornerback. So yeah,
yeah.
Let's see. Damn, y'all got a lot to think about. to think about.
For sure.
Yeah. Shit, man. Let's go over to the Eagles, man. I mean, or should I say the Bulldogs? Because for damn sure, the damn Philadelphia Bulldogs. I mean, shit. Who ain't on that front seven at this point? But they damn near, you know, only people I can see that they really losing out on returning is, what was that running back that they lost out on?
Miles Sanders.
Miles Sanders is gone.
Chauncey Gardner Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And James Bradbury.
James Bradbury's gone.
Involved Joseph.
Now, did Sue retire or he just a free agent?
No, he's just a free agent.
Okay.
Free agent, but I mean, they got somebody, they got a rookie, bro. That...
mm-hmm.
Bro. This.
Yep.
Bro.
Yep. Then they get Nolan Smith and Jalen Carr.
Bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Hey, bro, man.
That's crazy.
Fletcher Cox. Brandon.
That's crazy.
Josh Sweat.
And Jason Kelsey came back.
Bro, so, Nolan Carter. Bro,
Re-sign Jalen
to a money machine.
Like, yeah,
they got that corner from the Lions.
What corner from the Lions?
Darius Slay.
Darius Slay came back.
Darius Slay. Yeah.
No. They got somebody else. Or did the Lions get somebody from the Eagles?
Somebody from the Eagles. Lions got Chauncey Gardner Jr.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because that pretty. Yeah.
Yeah, reverse. Now I was. They did lose their top 2 linebackers, and their top safety, so that's a lot of tackles missing, and they lost the defensive coordinator. So I think they're gonna take a step back defensively, but they still gonna have that stick, bro, because that defense is low there.
Yeah. What do you think Terrell Edmonds does?
They got the cornerback.
Safety, but yeah.
For the safety? Mm-hmm. Which one?
chop suey.
Yeah.
They play us, we bombing his ass.
Yeah.
Great.
Let me show you. They got Keely Ringo. Shit.
He ain't like that. He just fast as hell.
I mean, yeah, but if he can get taught the technique, his speed will help tremendously for them.
No, for sure.
Yeah, I forgot they sent
who?
DeAndre Swift. They got DeAndre Swift too.
Oh, from the line. DeAndre Swift. Yeah, they got DeAndre Swift too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they traded him and they got the corner.
Mm-hmm. I mean, sheesh, boy. I mean, they don't look like a team that's letting up from getting back to the Super Bowl. That's for damn sure.
Nah, hell no. They adding pizza.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't always translate into getting back, but.
No, I don't.
I mean, losing
it. I think in order to make multiple Super Bowl appearances, what we've seen, there has to be a special connection between the head coach and the quarterback. We saw that with the Patriots. You know what I'm saying? We saw that. We see that with the Chiefs now. Even with the Rams, even though we got with two different quarterbacks, Jared Goff and Sean McVay, and even with Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay, that connection between quarterback and head coach has to be there in order for a team to make, you know what I'm saying, multiple Super Bowl appearances. So it's going to be interesting to see if is his last name Soriano?
Yeah, Soriano. I think Hurts and Soriano are pretty tight, though.
Yeah.
No. I'm not saying they're not, but I'm just going to see. It's going to be interesting how deep, you know what I'm saying, in sync they are going into next season, because that, to me, is really what determines, you know what I'm saying, if a team is going to make it back to the Super Bowl once they've been there recently. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they ain't got that bum-ass schedule they played last year.
That's true.
Yeah, they got a pretty tough one. But well, I still got them in running back mode, though. I got them in. Yeah,
I think right now they're a team to be in the NFC. I mean, until somebody, you know, the NFL is so wild, though. It's always a team, just like the Eagles were last year, that you're not expecting to have a year like they're going to fucking have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, nobody expected the Eagles to have that good of a season that they did last year. Now, once they got to the playoffs, of course, people expected them to go to Super Bowl, but that was based upon the regular season. You know what I'm saying? So It's going to be interesting to see who's going to be that team next year that we don't expect that's going to end up, you know what I'm saying, 15-2, 14-3, and make a deep run of the playoffs. And we're like, God damn, nobody expected that shit.
But it do be a lot of teams that go 15-2, well, 15-1 back in the day, or 14-3. That be losing in the first round too.
For sure.
What did you say, Mike?
Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota Vikings. Facts. There was literally no point in saying that. Not a single point in mentioning
it. I'm just saying, didn't y'all go like 11-0?
Went 11-0. Finished. Yeah, you know. Look, man. Shit. Ben's arm turned into a fucking piece of lasagna. So, what you gonna do? But yeah, man, the Eagles, I don't really have too much on them. I think they bring back a great deal of their core back, so it should be all right. Let's go to the Commanders. Big signing was naming Eric Bieniemy assistant head coach and offensive coordinator. I don't know why he can't just get a head coaching job, but hey, man, if I don't know. Like, for me, I felt like he was damn near already assistant head coach in Kansas City anyways. So it kind of seems like a lateral move to me, but maybe there's things in the front office that we just don't know about. And this is a better opportunity for him. But I'm looking at it as less of an opportunity, more of a challenge that he wants to see if he can really do this.
I mean, honestly, he's not getting none of the credit over there, bro. It's all Andy Reid. Everybody's just saying Andy Reid's a genius, Andy Reid this, Andy Reid that. So, I mean, he's stepping out, bro. Like, hey, I mean, he got to prove himself, because ain't nobody giving him a head coaching job.
Yeah.
But at the same token, too, I remember listening to Shady McCoy, who I really don't listen to at all, because Shady speak with hater in his blood.
He does, bro. Yeah. He wish he played longer at a higher level.
Yeah, bro, he's such a hater, bro. But he did say something about the enemy. I didn't want to read into it. I probably shouldn't even mentioned it because it came off on some hater shit. But he was saying it's the reason why the enemy hasn't gotten the head coach position.
That's kind of clickbaity. Like, just because he doesn't have one, then you lead up with something that like, he said nothing.
Nah, I ain't going to hold you, though. I ain't going to hold you. To me, you don't see a coordinator doing that well that takes a lateral position unless they're not doing – that many people don't dislike you, bro.
I agree.
Hugh but Jackson my thing is has this. Had multiple jobs, nigga.
I'm speaking more so to what Shady said. Like, just saying there's a reason. There's nothing. Like, there's a reason why. And I remember that being a leading talking point for a couple weeks. It's just like you're almost blowing smoke to attention and ain't really nothing there. Like, yeah. Like trying to sound like you just know inside stuff, like telling y'all, man, it's like, yeah. No.
But you don't think there's something to it? You think he just doesn't, he's just not getting a job?
I mean, he played for him, so I'm not sure where his stance come from. I'm not sure if his stance come from not getting no playing time. And
No, I'm just asking y'all personally. Y'all don't think it's something to him not getting a head coaching job?
Well, there obviously is, but I don't think.
And yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that there's something credible that Shady was going to say. You know what it sounds like? Remember when Matt Barnes was like, man, I heard such and it was wild. Yeah, like,
yeah.
It kind of comes off as that. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just a little crazy. But, you know, it could be something. I don't want to spend too much time on it. But I don't know, man. I mean, hopefully this is the next step for him to get a head coaching position. Because he comes, I mean, Ron Rivera's still there. So maybe this is a passing the torch thing instead of a hiring process. I don't know.
And maybe it's him too. Maybe he just like, well, you know, maybe they not like moving me enough to take the job. Maybe I'll actually like being in a winning situation that I've been in right now too. You know what I'm saying?
See, what I've heard is Andy Reid gets a lot of credit for that offense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so he was like, offensive minded as hell. We all know that.
Right.
Yeah, something
that he wants to prove that he can go underneath a defensive head coach, Ron Rivera, and then obviously it's not going to be the same offense without Patrick Mahomes, but coach a highly respected offense, you know what I'm saying, amongst the teams they play.
Because they got potential. You're right. They definitely got potential. For sure. I think, and, you know, this is, of course, just our thoughts, but when I look at the situation, it's kind of like, okay, for Andy Reid, I understand that Eric Bieniemy may have a lot of input on the offensive side of the ball, but since I've known Andy Reid to be a head coach, offense has never been a struggle for him. Never. He had Donovan McNabb out here going crazy. He literally saved. Let me see. I want to word this correct. Yeah, he saved Michael Vick from being thrown into obscurity, and Vick looked like a pretty damn good quarterback. Probably, I would argue that his tenure with Andy Reid was better than anything he ever did in Atlanta. But that's another conversation for another day.
That's a good argument.
Not wrong. I mean, yeah.
That's a good argument. I mean, yeah, he looked like Madden 04 out there. I ain't gonna
look right, better like, arm. With a way better arm. But yeah. We've seen Andy Reid have.
I mean, but he did have somebody else to throw the ball to outside of Algie Crumpler. So
yeah, that too. That's the other thing. He had more. He had way better weapons than he had in Atlanta.
He did.
Algie Crumpler. Algie Crumpler. That's it. Wow.
But that being said, I don't know, man. I hope that Eric Bieniemy does well. Obviously, Mike, I know it's not necessarily good for you that he does well, but at the same time,
was built like Dale.
I hope that nigga flop.
Oh man, yeah, I really do hope well for him. But I think the Commanders are in a really interesting predicament. But I don't have them doing anything better than maybe at best switching spots with the Giants for third in that division.
Yeah,
ain't really. Yeah, ain't really nothing. I think y'all and the Eagles got that locked down for 1 and 2. And then whoever fights for third, don't really matter. Yeah, we can wrap up with the Giants and then guess get up out of here because we definitely cover them other two.
I'm not as high on the Giants as others are.
Nope.
Yeah, no. Nah. Last year was some fool's gold. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That never been sold on Mac, last year. Or whatever his name is. Mac, what is his name? Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones, yeah.
Never been sold on him. Saquon Barkley, bro, you put eight in the box, bro, you stop the run. They receivers, like, what you gonna do? You gonna throw Sterling Shepard out there, bro? Yeah.
I'll give some positivity here. Brian Daboll, with what he had to work with in the roster, showed me he really can coach. That I will give.
Absolutely.
And that's what I was going to say, because although, like Mike said, I'm not sold on Daniel Jones, I'm also not sold on the fact that he's some complete shit. You know what I'm saying? He's decent. He's giving me Jared Goff and Detroit vibes. You're not as bad as I thought you were. You're okay.
Yeah, he's okay. He's okay.
That's what I'm saying. He's okay. He's not.
That's where the buck stops.
Rookie year, I was like, oh, yeah, this thing's about to be out the league by year three. You know what I'm saying? But now it's like, all right, he might Ryan Fitzpatrick this shit, if not be a starter for a while.
Yeah. And Ryan Fitzpatrick may be his ceiling. Maybe a Kirk Cousins, something like that. But
I would say Kirk Cousins, because Kirk Cousins was a cemented starter for a few teams. He was never, if there was ever an opportunity to draft a guy, you know what I'm saying, coming out like a Bryce Young or see like one of those guys that you know are true number one picks, I believe whatever team he's on will pick him.
Right.
But he's still a guy who's cemented in there who you can count on, you know what I'm saying, as far as to not fuck it up.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Exactly. Enough to not fuck it up. May fuck around and make a Pro Bowl. May fuck around, you know what I'm saying, get you a playoff win, but not a championship guy. Fuck no. I think championship guys to me, because shit, when you really break down the reality of it, ain't but about a pick of in a decade, you're going to get about 10 quarterbacks who are going to have an opportunity to really win a championship. Like real opportunity. You make the playoffs, you're going to shuffle about 10. You get your five elites and then maybe five or some sprinkle here and there. Other than that, it just ain't going to happen. Bro. You're making your money, you're playing football, do your thing. But that being said, I don't know. I think for what Daniel Jones is, he's still really young. He ain't but like 24, 25. So
he just got paid too, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. He caught the Blake Bortles deal damn near.
Yeah, oh, boy, that is nasty.
Well, it's good for Blake Bortles. Cause,
Wait,
is Blake Bortles still in Buffalo?
If I'm not mistaken, I think he might have retired.
Yeah, they got.
No, last I saw, he was a backup last year.
No, the Rams. He was a backup 2019 for the Rams.
He wasn't in the league last year.
Mm-mm. Nah, last three. Not. Good lord.
Yeah, he hasn't. He last was with the Saints in 21.
Oh, what? Oh, he must have just not got no playing time. Okay, I'm on Football Reference. My bad. So cool. He's been off 1 year. He's with the Packers, Saints, Rams. Look, but he got paid though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he got paid.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I think Saquon's gonna probably still have pretty much like maybe the same type of season he had last year. You know, because he actually want to play. You know what I'm saying? Like he's trying to like break that mold of like being injured and everything, you know, dealing with those injury ravaged seasons. But it's going to like them and the Commanders probably going to be trading tapes a lot.
Hey, you know what? Something I just thought of for both of y'all.
Yeah.
Speaking for obviously Nart, you and AJ, and then Mike, for both of y'all and y'all running back predicaments, y'all know what y'all should do.
Yeah.
Is low key trying to make a play for Dalvin Cook because he's very disgruntled in
Minnesota. The thing is, isn't he under?
He got he got released.
No, when did he get within the last
one?
Or he's about to get released.
Yeah, because
if we talking release, then we need to find that.
Yeah, but nobody about to pay 14, 15, 16 million for a running back, bro.
Even on the get released.
even on the Vikings, like on all the promo shit, they've removed Dalvin Cook and put Alexander Mattison on.
Well, right, you ain't Adrian Peterson, my nigga. I mean,
yeah, you was good, but I do think he's still very serviceable, and he could, you know, for y'all situation, whether it's Cam Akers situation in L.A. playing out this year, he could be a decent number two or one B back. Like, y'all want to feature
Tony. He still had a 1,000-yard season last year.
Yeah, he was still a number one receiver. The number one running back now. Pro Bowl 4 out of 6 years.
Yeah. He's not bad. It's just, I guess, he just costs a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Costs a lot, yeah.
He's not bad, though.
I'll take either one of them.
I will take Dalvin Cook tomorrow.
Shit. Yeah. That boy made the Pro Bowl literally 4 straight years. God damn.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, that boy going crazy.
I'm taking Dalvin over Tony Pollard right now, bro.
Yeah. I mean, I think he had his highest average yards per carry last year. Like since he's been in. So it's just like, I mean, yeah, he's more than serviceable. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's a real nasty situation that's going on up there. I could have swore they said they was on the impending like release of him.
Bro, two days ago they looked like they were talking about, you know, trying to work it out with him, but apparently not.
Interesting. Oh, that is something to watch. I definitely will.
And low key, Dalvin really ain't necessarily missed a ton of games like they make it seem either. I mean, his rookie year,
he tore his ACL.
Yeah. He played 11 games his second year. But other than that, he's played 14, 14, 13, and 17. They've definitely blown up this injury situation.
Yeah, bro. That's not bad for a smaller back, bro. He's carrying the ball about 250 times a year.
But 16 tutties in 2020.
Yeah. Ew.
Like, come on, man. Are you kidding?
I don't know.
4.7 yards a carry, bro. Come on, give it here.
Hey, come on, man. Come here. Yeah. Come here. It's nice. Hey, listen, the weather is nice all year round.
That's a fact.
It's nice all year round out here, baby.
Dalvin Cook in a y'all type of offense.
I mean, come on. Yes, sir.
And Dalvin
Cook, come on, man.
Yes, sir. It's gonna have Todd Gurley vibe.
Yeah. Dalvin Cook in Dallas too would be very fucking nice.
Ooh. No, Dallas don't need shit else. Dallas gonna give us a receiver.
Dalvin Cook with that zone read. Come on, let's get it.
Hey, you know how Stafford like to throw them sidearms?
You feel me? Hit a flat, cut it up. Let's go.
Well, shoot, bro. We're gonna wrap it up here, man. These divisions definitely have more to entail than last week. So we're gonna wrap it up here. We'll table this and then cover the last two divisions next week. You know what I'm saying? We got a good about hour and a half in, so I don't wanna drag this out too long. We still got the finals to cover, so definitely got a lot of content for y'all coming in the next few weeks, but y'all know what this is, man. Y'all know we cover football whenever there's any kind of news. So the real sport is back soon. Don't worry.
It's crazy. The alpha sport.
Hey, it's crazy. Me and AJ was on a podcast. Shout out to guys over Show Your Work Network. And, you know, it was like, yeah, we basketball guys. Like, nah, football here, dog.
Football.
We yeah, less absolutely. Than 100 days away. We here.
This is the alpha sport. I said I love hoops. Don't get it twisted. I love some hoops, but listen, that pigskin,
man. What?
It ain't nothing like football, man.
Nothing like it. I was watching the damn XFL championship the other week, man. Shit, I just want to see some
real football. That brother starving.
hey, brother, it was decent too, man.
Hey, look, the XFL, give them another year. They are going to, it's going to be something. Mm-hmm. It's going to be something special, for real.
I think they'll be very successful, you know.
And then it's just another good NFL pipeline, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you noticed, like, because after their season was over, you know, if you watching their social media, you just saw all the players that was getting signed to the
NFL, getting signed left and right to squads.
Come on now. Yeah, you need the XFL, bro. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, because the NFL had no type of development. If you didn't make it in college, you know what I'm saying? It was no shot for you. Now, if you kept yourself in supreme shape and you were very talented, mm-hmm. no matter your age, as long as you can't be like, you know what I'm saying, OC, you still got a chance to make it. To
okay, Ben DiNucci Absolutely. Was just with the Cowboys. Not saying he was as great, but you know what I'm saying? He goes, I think one day MVP, if I'm not mistaken, and now got picked up by who did Ben DiNucci get picked up by? And it's just one example, obviously. Obviously, there were others. Ben did by the Broncos to be their backup. So, right. you know, when I was listening to, I seen an interview with The Rock on The Pivot. And he was explaining, you know, how when he re-emerged the XFL, him and you know, his partner, they talked to Roger Goodell directly to see how it could be that pipeline. And, you know, I think somebody like The Rock, who obviously had football aspirations but didn't necessarily have a way to, you either went to the NFL or Canada. Once you have people like that who have kind of seen their dreams kind of be taken away because ain't no G League or nothing, it's like, shoot, well, let's get a G League on. So they're absolutely working with them to make this a viable option for guys to get in, because we done seen some talent not make it just because it ain't but, you know, 32 NFL teams. And exactly. But so many roster spots. So I think this is going to be a good thing as we see talent kind of unfold. And, you know, some of those guys who didn't want to go play in Germany and stuff like that, you know, you get a chance here. So it's cool. I can't get with the USFL. I'm cool.
Yeah,
I'm cool. Really on the USFL. The quality of football is not the same.
It's just the XFL has more paper and you can see it.
Clearly.
And they're going to come back with more. That's the thing about it. They're going to come back with even more paper.
Because the thing about it is you got a good product. And true football fans don't hate on good football. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, are you going to watch it like you do the NFL? If there's an NFL game on the XFL, of course you're going to watch the NFL because you know the real talent is. You know what I'm saying? However, if it's good football, it's the springtime, there's nothing on, of course I'm going to watch that shit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, because shoot, we be such fans. We be clamoring to watch spring games from our favorite college teams. Just like, shoot, let me go see how we gonna look this year. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, something like this is good, bro. I really hope that it works out, man. But it looks like it's going to, and it's got somebody who, hell, if there's anybody who I think could fight for these players and really has the cachet and the ability to speak for them, it's somebody like The Rock. So that's what's up, man. It's a good thing, but. Yeah, man. Next week we'll be doing our NBA Finals preview. Y'all know what it is, how we get down every year, and that's gonna be fun. But we also are gonna finish up the rest of the NFL offseason moves before OTAs or as OTAs are going on right before the preseason. So shoot, we got less than 100 days until the preseason starts. So it sounds crazy, but we here. We are indeed here. So AJ, man, appreciate you once again coming through, stopping by, and, you know, anytime you want to come through and talk football, anything like that. I know y'all got a lot going on over at Mid-Carters and Catering, bro. You know the door is always open.
Oh, absolutely, man. Like, I enjoy coming on. I enjoy being here. It's always, like, fun to not have to always talking about wrestling. So, you know what I mean? I'm always open to come on here and definitely talk sports and everything and the like, you know. And I love the energy that your podcast brings. Like, all you guys, like, y'all are very well versed in what y'all are talking about. So there's nothing better to be around people who logically put themselves into this pocket and not just speak with a bunch of delusion and silly shit that we see on, like, fucking sports television every day. So
it's really cool,
man, and I do appreciate y'all bringing me on again.
Yeah, for sure, man. You know, we definitely gonna be tapping in because we got college football to talk too. Because I really want to hear one during this offseason. Why you think Ellis?
My Tigers, man. I gotta talk about my Tigers, bro.
I can't. Hey, but look though, y'all got Klubnik in his second year. You know what I'm saying? So. He used to be able to hold on. What you talking about, Auburn or Clemson?
No, LSU.
Two, bro.
Oh shit! Yeah. It's three motherfucking Tigers.
It is. He's had the real Tigers.
Real Tigers. You feel me?
Who's your quarterback?
Fuck. I feel like
Jaden McDaniel.
Jaden McDaniel.
I knew his name was Jaden.
Yeah, number five. Yeah, so y'all be interested in watching that shit too.
I can't wait. Definitely. Labor Day weekend. Don't. Hey, don't meet me there. Beat me there.
Florida State and LSU.
Y'all play in Atlanta?
No, it's in Orlando this year.
Mm. Florida State. Oh yeah, it was a back to back series, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in New Orleans last year.
Hey, I ain't gonna hold you. That's gonna be a good one. That Florida State LSU joint. That's gonna be a good one.
So is that the actual Monday game, or y'all playing the Sunday game?
Sunday night.
That might be Sunday night. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. They always be bullshitting on the actual Labor Day game. Like it'd be so many.
Yeah, last year was some shit. Last year.
Yeah, it was Clemson versus Georgia Tech, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, when we do our college football preview for sure, bro, you already know. We definitely gonna get it in because I can't wait, man. Oh my god, college football, man. Hey.
Listen, goosebumps.
The alpha sport. Real alpha sport. Hey, look, man, Brian Kelly fuck around and win a national championship in the SEC, bro. We might gotta have some real conversations.
Hey, I ain't gonna hold you. I never liked Brian Kelly because I just hate Notre Dame, but you know what I'm saying? He's always been a good coach. He's got them to the national championship. Even though he got slaughtered. So now he gets actual talent from down south. You know what I'm saying? That's a different level of talent. So when you combine a good coach with a level of talent like that, good shit happens.
And he can recruit his ass off.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Facts.
They got to work.
Say again, Mike.
I said fake accent and all.
My man came down there. He was talking like Papa John's before that.
Facts.
Damn, Papa, he sounded like Boomhauer from fucking King of the Hill.
King of the Hill and shit.
Like, what the fuck? Like, where this? Like, hey, that guy's funny, man.
Hey, look. You're getting it done, though. But shit, yeah, we definitely going to get into that. We start those coverages in July, so you already know.
Yes, sir.
We usually do Power 5 and then do everybody else, and then we do our HBCU special as well. So we're going to have about six straight weeks of college football, man, because, you know, shit get real quiet around summer, so you already know.
Yeah, that July-August period, yeah, it can be a long one. For sure.
Hey, if you can make it through July and August without the Olympics, you can make it through anything.
Absolutely.
But yeah, man, definitely. Again, AJ, go ahead and let everybody know where they could reach you.
Hey, listen, man, y'all can reach me and my podcast at MidCartersDET on Twitter. You can also follow me at @ShootTheJ_ as well on Twitter. I'm always tweeting or I'm always doing something on that damn app. So definitely follow us there. Also, you can follow us on Instagram at @MidCarters_pod as well too. So
we'll have a link in the description for all those as well.
Tap in.
Sure, man. We appreciate y'all coming through, man. Until next week, we out.
Peace.